Could you tell me what led you to make this film?
I think both Mike and I were attracted to stories about the power of art to transform society, and we're both big fans of punk rock. And then I also felt that I shared a great deal, kind of a shared past with three women, and grown up sort of through similar times in Russia, and then listened to the same loud records and had arguments with my parents about the role that feminism should play in Russian society. And so once I heard about them, it just seemed like the most natural film to make.
Well, that's kind of an interesting point, though. Earlier you mentioned that you had similar views on the transformative power of art, right? Do you kind of view your own work through a similar lens?
I believe that art does transform consciousness and does transform society, but I think that also one of the things is that when you grow up in the Soviet Union and Russia, you become kind of allergic to propaganda in a weird way. And so I've spoken to people about this, and whenever you're making things, my personal preference is to avoid sort of making a statement with something, to rather the kind of a complexity and the humanistic complexity of the situation usually attracts me more.
There's so much international support of the three members. How were you able to present this in a way that didn't make a statement or favor one side or the other?
No, I mean, I think it's clear from the film that we are with the girls. That being said, I think that it's a story that's really, really easy to politicize to no end. I think the whole story is a lot more interesting when you don't reduce the girls to just sort of martyrs.
And what do you hope audiences will take away from the film?
I think that one of the things that has happened is that in the West, the story of Pussy Riot has been presented in one way, which is basically that punk band sings a song against Putin, gets arrested. And in Russia, it was portrayed mostly in religious terms and sort of with regards to religious fundamentalism and kind of this militant atheism. And the reality is just a great deal more rich. And so I hope that people get that sense out of the movie. And, you know, there's also a way in which the film looks at moments in past Russian history that have historical resonances with the Pussy Riot story. And, you know, in a way, that's why one of the things that what the film tries to do is to look at these 40 seconds of this performance that happened in the church and figure out why it became such a big deal, why people took such grave offense, why it became such a huge international media story, and all these aspects. So,
I suspect a lot of people in the audience might say, you know, the story has received a lot of international media coverage. What does your film add that isn't already known?
We tell the story through the three individuals, and we let them tell it in their own words, essentially. I think that's it's true that the story has received tremendous amount of coverage in Russia and abroad, and in a way, the story has been used and for every sort of conceivable end and political agenda. And I think that early on in the filmmaking process, we realized that it would be great to, as much as possible, tell this story from the inside and from the girls themselves, and luckily we're able to get material that allowed us to do that.